Joe Courtney, you know, I know that you've been particularly interested in this national problem, the epidemic that we're having with opioids. And, you know, you have a spending bill, which we just talked about in the last time you and I spoke about some of the more progressive things that were in that bill. And I'm wondering about something called the COPS grant program.
Sure. So, you know, I think anyone, any member of Congress you know, it doesn't matter whether you're from a red district or a blue district, is experiencing the incredible, you know, pain and loss that the heroin opioid epidemic is causing. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why there was such a robust plus up in terms of funding for the heroin opioid problem in the omnibus bill, you know, $3 billion above the spending levels that were under the Obama administration to get new resources. Again, it's put into basically three buckets. Some of it is a large chunk of it is going to go to treatment, and that's going to be in the form of block grants to states so that, you know, in New York State, the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, or whatever the title is, you know, going to have an infusion of new resources to distribute to, you know, critical parts of the recovery and treatment sector in the state, like Connecticut. And second is prevention, which is, you know, going upstream to make sure that we get, you know, stronger prevention programs, whether it's, you know, overprescribing of opioids, you know, in the medical sphere. And again, the medical community is very engaged now in terms of really rethinking pain treatment and pain therapy. And then the third is law enforcement, because, you know, whether it's first responders who are, you know, going out to homes, saving lives that are literally hanging in the balance with Narcan, or, you know, in the process of trying to track down and apprehend folks who are, you know, profiting off this terrible tragedy in terms of dealers and the, you know, rather sophisticated network of importation of fentanyl and heroin into the communities there. They need help. So looking at Eastern Connecticut, well, by the way, the state of Connecticut had their tally for 2017 heroin opioid overdoses. And like a lot of states in the Northeast, it was another sickening increase, you know, highest ever in the state of Connecticut. And in my district, the community that actually had the highest percentage increase per capita of opioid overdose deaths was Norwich, Connecticut, which is a great community. It's my district office is located there. And I had a great meeting with the local police department, who, again, are working with the FBI and DEA in terms of that network of folks who are sending this poison into the region, and showing good results in terms of arrests. Again, describing also the fact that, you know, this takes a real toll on a young patrolman who goes out to a house and has to, you know, immediately have to have the expertise to know how to save someone's life there on the spot, and who, by the way, can be exposed themselves, particularly to fentanyl and even more toxic versions of fentanyl. I mean, they have to almost have hazmat training now in terms of how to deal with this problem. They're just totally overwhelmed. And as the chief of police in Norwich said, you know, they could fill four detective positions like yesterday if they had the funding for it. COPS grants, which is the federal program that was started under Bill Clinton and has had its ups and downs in terms of funding, we actually got a very strong plus up in terms of the COPS grants program. It's done on a competitive basis, so police departments all over the country are going to be pursuing that, as well as the Burn Justice Grant program, which provides equipment and resources for police departments who, again, now are being asked to do another, you know, very sophisticated task, which is, you know, being almost emergency medical responders, you know, on top of being police officers. So we had a great meeting with the police departments all along the shoreline in Connecticut, which, again, I-95 is along the shoreline there is definitely kind of a, you know, heroin opioid trail there in terms of what's, you know, going between New York City, you know, up through the Cape Cod. And again, you just look at the numbers and it just sort of tracks that region. And, you know, again, my admiration for the first responders that are out there, and that includes, you know, fire and emergency, you know, responders of, you know, other sectors out there, they are burning out. I mean, this is just really hard stuff and very emotionally, stressful, and we got to pay attention to those guys. So the budget that passed, I think, really again on a bipartisan basis, to the surprise of some, but again, this epidemic knows no political boundaries in terms of where it's hitting, whether it's the West Virginias, the Kentuckys, you know, places in the heartland that are Republican areas of the country. That's why I think you saw people come together with a coalition on the omnibus to pass this measure.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me, Joe Courtney, is that we all talk a lot about what we can do once we find out somebody's got a problem. But there is, and you talk about poison, but of course, the overwhelming perplexity of all of this is why people put poison in their arms in the first place.
Well, again, it's there's a lot of scenarios and profiles of folks who end up in this position. Obviously, there really has been, I think, a very intense review of how we treat pain in this country, which, clearly the healthcare system, for good intentions, was really, using a pharmaceutical approach to pain treatment. As someone who had a hip replaced 3 months ago, I, understand that, that's important for people who are going through, major surgery or chronic conditions, that, pain relief is, part of what the healing profession tries to help people with. Having said that, I mean, there's no question the pendulum went way too far in terms of overprescribing. And so the medical community, which, again, my experience is that they are very engaged in terms of trying to, really rethink a lot of these pathways that people found themselves in because of pain treatment is a big piece of the story. But there's other issues there in terms of, depression caused by joblessness, slash hopelessness that's out there right now. And it clearly is hitting communities that still have not recovered from the Great Recession. And, it really, is something that requires a lot of thought. In Connecticut, we actually have a group of folks with the University of Connecticut that are looking at a portfolio of heroin opioid deaths in 2017. And they are basically doing like a CSI, really intense analysis to sort of find out, who these people are, how they got to where they are. And again, it's not going to be just a one size fits all story in terms of what's happening there, but we need to understand this better. And I think it's very exciting what this collaboration is going on in at UConn. And I'm sure it's happening in other parts of the country because it's affecting life expectancy in our country. I mean, it's just an amazing sort of, reality that we're seeing life expectancy depressed because of this epidemic. And, we've got to have all hands on deck to deal with it.
You're right. Joe Courtney is Democrat, Connecticut's 2nd District, in office since 2007. Joe, I want to thank you for spending this incredible amount of very valuable time with us, and we all appreciate it, believe me.
So, it was a pleasure.
And we'll be back the next time. I'm going to ask you about North Korea.